Welcome to the Sting of Stang, conducted by Alan Stang, the William Wallace of American journalism, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Humbug to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from the Trilateral Commission to illegal alien usurper Hussein. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
Thank you. Thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. And I'm wondering, ladies and gentlemen, whether you caught the picture of economist, top member of the conspiracy for world government, former president of Harvard University, Larry Summers, top advisor, economic advisor to the administration of Mr. also known as. I'm wondering whether you caught the picture of him while this happened just yesterday, I guess it was, while Mr. Big Ears was talking to credit card officials. Apparently there was a meeting yesterday, apparently, between Mr. Big Ears and officials of the major credit card companies, which of course are like almost every other huge financial institution these days in our country, which are almost in the tank, on their way down the tubes. He was talking to them, and during Mr. Big Ear's remarks, here's a shot of Larry Summers sound asleep, which may well mean that it's just the latest proof, I guess, of the fact that Mr. Big Ears has a soporific effect. His voice has a hypnotic effect, a soporific effect on his listeners. Here you see the latest demonstration of it. Larry Summers, at the very top of the Big Ears administration, chin in hand, sound asleep, while Mr. Big Ears talks to these credit card officials. It must have been just a target of opportunity photograph. I don't know how they did it, but however they did it, it got out. It wasn't squelched. So if you go to YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure you can see it and enjoy it for yourselves. Again, it's economist Larry Summers, who of course has held top jobs. I believe he was Secretary of the Treasury at one point, was he not, Larry Summers? And then he left and went to Harvard University. The womanoids kicked him out of Harvard for making a comment about women and mathematics. I can't recall exactly what he said. They kicked him out. Here he is again. He turns up in the Big Ears administration. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, go there to YouTube if you want to get a good laugh and take a look at Larry Summers sound asleep. All right, our telephone number, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of the Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you would like to come aboard. And of course, we've got, as usual, we've got a panoply of stories to put before you this morning in the last broadcast of this week. Again, 800-313-9443. All right, let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in just a few moments. Stay with us.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Question, ladies and gentlemen, question. Is there really anyone in the national media you can think of more sickening than Larry King? It's a question that gives you pause, isn't it? Larry King, Lord, this is a man of, he is so sickening, so revolting in person. Really, it would be hard to find his equal in that area. So just the other day, he's on his show trying to, using all sorts of very diabolically clever interrogation techniques to try to booby trap this young man who apparently fathered the baby of the daughter of Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, trying to get the young man to betray various secrets about the relationship between him and the young lady with whom he fathered this child. And a point of disgust arrived at which the young man himself, who should have had better sense than to come on a program with this disgusting reprobate Larry King, where even the young man himself backed up and would not go any further. That was not what Larry King wanted, of course. King wanted him to to discuss all the most intimate details. This is a man so senile, Larry King. Perhaps you remember this. Some time back, he was interviewing one of the surviving Beatles. I can't recall which one it was. I guess it must have been Paul McCartney. Oh, excuse me, Sir Paul McCartney. I guess that's the one he was interviewing. And in the middle of the interview, Larry King forgot which one of the Beatles he was talking to and called Paul McCartney by the name of one of the other Beatles. Needless to say, Sir Paul was quite offended. I mean, after all, he is one of the most, I suppose still is, one of the most famous human beings on the planet. Everybody on Earth should be expected to know who Sir Paul is. But Larry King does not. He, in the middle of the conversation, he forgot which one he was talking with. And now this latest eruption from this man. Well, there really isn't a heck of a big point here, except simply to mention what you probably already knew. This man is certainly one of, and maybe the most disgusting critters in the national media, Larry King. Why he's still there, I don't know, but he is. I guess that's what the Communist News Network wants. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now a question, I guess a continuing, another question, a continuing question. This man, Mr. Big Ears, the enemy alien who presently illegally occupies the Oval Office, our affirmative action pretend president. Can you recall a president of the United States in either party who openly appears to hate this country as much as this man does? Really, one gasps. I do. Even as much as I am familiar with all of this, because I do it every day, look into these matters, I still gasp at every recent demonstration of what we're talking about here. But if you look back at our presidents, Republican, Democrat, now, this is not not a matter of party. Every president, however much you like or dislike him, however much you agree or disagree, wherever he has stood in the past on the various issues, every president, Democrat, certainly, Republican, has defended the country and claimed his loyalty, his patriotism for the country. This man goes out of his way to express his hatred for, I think hatred is not too strong a word, for this country. It is literally breathtaking. In fact, have you ever heard of anybody, thinking about it now, asking myself this question, I can't come up with a name, could you? Have you ever heard of somebody in any country, a president, a prime minister, a king, whatever, who openly expresses such intense hostility toward the country that he is running, the country whose government he heads? I can't think of an example. This is the first example of this phenomenon that I'm aware of. And of course, the latest demonstration, the release of these so-called interrogation memos, calculated to embarrass. He's trying to embarrass us, apparently. He claims that the release of these interrogation memos of these enemies, he's claiming that that this the release of these documents apparently is necessary in order to restore a balance to the situation, in order to bring justice into the situation. It's literally beyond. It's beyond misunderstanding. It's beyond surprise. It's beyond being flabbergasted. Of course, we are in the middle of a communist takeover. We've got a communist government. We've got an enemy alien, a communist in the White House, in the Oval Office. We've got an administration that in every sphere of activity in this country is actively, as rapidly as possible, imposing the communist program. So if you look at it from that point of view, it really isn't that surprising. But I'm wondering, what effect does a decision like this have on our military? Certainly our military people know about it. They are aware of it. They are aware, again, as we learned in Vietnam, that the government is a more dangerous enemy than the one that we are fighting in the field. Here you have the latest example of that. It reminds me, remember the statement made by Mike Wallace? Remember, I used to write Mike Wallace's show. It's one of the programs I was involved in my long broadcasting career. I wrote Mike Wallace's TV show for a time. Remember, Mike Wallace was at a conference on journalistic ethics. Now, you may be puzzled. What would Mike Wallace be doing at a conference on journalistic ethics? The two things don't seem to fit together, and they don't. But he was there, and somebody asked Mike Wallace, suppose you learned of an impending ambush in combat of a Marine platoon, enemy forces waiting to ambush a Marine, U.S. Marine Corps platoon. Would you report that discovery to that unit's company commander so that he could take action to head the ambush off? Mike Wallace replied, no, because to do so would damage my journalistic impartiality. He would allow the ambush to take place to preserve his journalistic integrity, so-called integrity. It's all about Mike Wallace, you see, in journalism, just as it is all about Mr. Big Ears in politics. This is the mentality of these people. It's treason, treasonous, of course. This is the mentality of the traitor. So this is just, again, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason I'm spending so much time on this is it's the latest example of the utter hostility that these people have for our country. I do not think that you could cite for me another country where you have a situation this utterly unbelievable. Try it. See what you come up with. I realize I can't come up with it. This is a historical situation. It's unique in history. I'm sure that the historians who record all this in the generations to come will marvel at this kind of thing. But here you have the latest example of it. The release of these memos, doing everything he can everywhere, here and abroad, meeting with foreign dictators, everything calculated to humiliate this country. All right, let's take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Electrifying news, ladies and gentlemen. Truly electrifying from Washington, D.C. Something is happening there. It's really spectacular. This is a report that just came in. It just came in as we came into me as we went on the air here. It's a report from Jesse Benton. Jesse Benton is a young man on the staff of Dr. Ron Paul. Jesse Benton says, "I have some tremendous news to report. As of 3 p.m. ET today," that of course means yesterday, "as of yesterday at 3 p.m., H.R. 1207 has 88 co-sponsors. 88 co-sponsors. Remember, yesterday we talked about the fact that it had 71, if I remember correctly. Jesse Benton says, "That is 33 new co-sponsors this week, 33 new ones in a week." He says, "There are even more to come. I have been up on Capitol Hill all week." This is Jesse Benton on the staff of Dr. Paul talking. "I have been up on Capitol Hill all week, meeting with congressional staff, and the reception has been unbelievable. In addition to those who got on today, I have received several additional commitments from members to co-sponsor the bill in the coming days, and I have 5 more appointments tomorrow. Between our Hill lobbying, the work of Dr. Paul's congressional staff and the work of all of the tremendous grassroots activists in our movement, we are making progress unthinkable a few years ago, says Jesse Benton. All right, so this thing apparently is taking on a life of its own. It's starting to snowball. 88 co-sponsors, more commitments, says Jesse Benton, and five more appointments, he says, tomorrow. Well, that would be today. He has five more appointments with members of Congress who could conceivably come aboard today. The thing is starting to snowball. Remember, when you talk about a non-federal, non-reserve system, you're talking about a secret organization. It was conceived in secrecy, remember? Remember, to know the full story of how it was created, you need to read my dear friend of many decades standing, Ed Griffin. You need to read Ed's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And Ed relates that the total secrecy in which this horror was imposed upon us, how the conspirators who imposed it upon us traveled to Jekyll Island, Georgia, anonymously on a train. They only used their first names so that no one would know who they were. In fact, they called themselves, colloquially, they made a little joke of it, they called themselves the First Name Club. The First Name Club, no last names, to make it impossible to identify them, much more difficult at least. And then the thing was imposed upon us, remember, in Congress, just a couple of days before Christmas, when everybody, all the other members of Congress, had gone home to celebrate the holiday. The remaining conspirators on the floor met late at night and voted for it. Of course, it was secret. It was illegal from the beginning because it constituted a giveaway by Congress of its power over the money in our country, over the nation's money. Congress alone has that power, but Congress has no power to give away its power. So what it did, the moment it was created, it was illegal. It was created in secrecy. Today, as you know, we can't find out what the non-federal, non-reserve system is doing with the nation's money. It's all secret. It subjects itself to an audit regularly and claims it has been audited. It audits itself. And claims that that is as good as any outside audit. What this proposal would do, apparently, is to dispel some of the secrecy so that we finally could get to find out what the helicopter Ben Bernanke has blatantly, brazenly been denying the members of Congress who ask him what's going on, simply refusing to tell them, members of Congress. And that knowledge, if we could find out everything about the Fed, what it is doing, could now inspire support for the other proposal that Dr. Paul makes in every session of Congress, that we may as well just go ahead and abolish this illegal organization, which could be done any morning of the week. Remember, it wasn't imposed upon us by an amendment to the Constitution. It's a simple act of Congress, and in the act, provision is made for its abolition. If that is what the Congress wants to do, it could be done in a simple vote any morning of the week. Knowledge of what it is doing could inspire that kind of a ramification. So that is why H.R. 1207 is so important. And remember, this is what Mr. Big Ears says he wants. He says he wants transparency. Well, this would bring transparency to the And that's why Democrats could come aboard it as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot more, of course, in today's edition of The Sting of Staying. Our telephone number, in case you'd like to come aboard, 8.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Once again, Alan Stang.
Go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, alanstang.com. Click on Store at the top of the page and scroll down to a book called Electronic Medicine, Cure for Cancer with a question mark. The question mark is important because I'm asking you to answer the question. This is a book about the background, the history, the science behind what we call electronic homeopathy. It's a book about the electronic frequency balancing technology designed and marketed by Eagle Research, the pioneer company that is doing with electronics what Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the towering scientific genius who developed homeopathy, was doing with his science that he called homeopathy. But of course, with electronics, we can do it much faster, much more accurately, and much cheaper, simply because Dr. Hahnemann did not have access in the year 1810, did not have access to modern electronics. We know he was familiar with the experiments of Professor Luigi Galvani at the University of Bologna, for example, for whom galvanism is named. But that was the sum total of the availability of electronics in those early years, in about the year 1810. We now know in retrospect that what Dr. Hahnemann was actually doing in the remedies, the homeopathic remedies that he was developing, was he was finding a remedy that had the same frequency as the disorder that he was trying to do something about, because homeopathy discovers, teaches that when you hit a problem with the same remedy, the problem will be eliminated. It's the same basic situation, the same relationship that you see when the opera singer sings a higher and higher note, and eventually she sings a note high enough so that the glass in the chandelier shatters. You've all seen that. They've made television commercials about that phenomenon. Well, this is what we're talking about when we talk about Eagle Research and about the instruments that it designs and manufactures. If you want to know more about it, again, go to my website. There you will see pictures of the instruments so you can see what I'm talking about. There's a wealth of information there about the instruments, and you will see reports from people literally around the world who use the instruments, and they write in to tell with great excitement about the benefits that they presently enjoy. You've got people with prostate problems on the way to the hospital who use the Eagle Research technology and discovered they didn't need to go to the hospital. You've got a lady with an ovarian cyst who used the Guardian, one of the Eagle Research instruments, and then the doctor afterward reports the ovarian cyst is gone. Those are just a few examples. Now, of course, Eagle Research makes no claim curing anything, because it doesn't cure anything. These are not medical devices, so they don't cure anything. They don't diagnose, they don't treat or heal anything. They operate at the level of these electronic frequencies we are talking about. All right, if you'd like to know more, again, go to the website, take a look, see what's there, and then if you have any questions, if you want to know more, why, simply give us a ring. We'd be happy to answer your questions. Everything starts at my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now there is something of a mini conflict, rebellion, according to the Washington Times, a story in the Washington Times. Republican Party state leaders, it says here in the Washington Times, are rebelling against what? They are rebelling against new Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele. Remember Michael Steele? He won the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee in a six-way battle. Six candidates. He came out on top. He's now the Republican National Committee chairman. But the state party leaders are rebelling against him. Why? Because Michael Steele is failing to call Mr. Big Ears and the Democrats socialists. And these Republican rebels insist that the label matters. Steele has called the Democrat adversaries of that he faces, he's called them collectivists. But at least 16 Republican state leaders say that the term collectivist lacks the pejorative punch that is needed to sway public opinion, and they want all 168 members of the Republican National Committee to debate and vote on it. Now, this is the first time ever, and this is why this is so... it's so curious, so intriguing. This is the first time ever that a sitting national leader of the Republican Party has faced a public challenge over his leadership by conservative members of his own national committee. And, of course, it's just a symptom of the fact that that Michael Steele, as RNC chairman, has struggled ever since he got the job in January, has struggled to take control of his own party. Here's a typical comment from one of these leaders, Indiana Republican National Chairman, member, Republican National Committee, Indiana Republican National Committee member James Bopp Jr. wrote Wednesday in an email to the full Republican National Committee membership. He wrote, "The threat to our country from the Obama administration cannot be underestimated. They are proceeding pell-mell to nationalize major industries, to exponentially increase the size, power, and intrusiveness of the federal government, to undermine free enterprise and free markets, to raise taxes to a confiscatory level." Of course, Bopp doesn't mention that the Republicans do the same thing, but he says all this, arguing in his argument, confronting Steele. Mr. Bopp is a constitutional law lawyer. He argued a Supreme Court challenge to the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. He has presented Steele with a petition bearing the signatures of RNC members from 16 states, and that is the number needed under the rules of party rules to convene an extraordinary meeting of the full committee next month. Steele has rejected requests by Mr. Bopp twice. He has rejected two requests to call the special meeting to discuss all this. So you've got a heck of a lot of conflict going on within what remains of the Republican Party. Now, it doesn't say this in the Washington Times story. Why is Steele doing everything he can? As you see, he's rejected two requests by this man, this Indiana lawyer, Bopp, member of the National Committee, to convene this meeting. Why is he so opposed to the meeting? Why is he opposing all of these demands from state Republican leaders? It's very simple. Steele is a socialist. Michael Steele is a socialist. We talked about this several times over these microphones in the past couple of months. Remember, regular listeners will recall. For just one example, Michael Steele, as you know, is in favor of abortion, in favor of Roe versus Wade. That would just be one example. Remember, we talked about this. This is why he will not respond to these demands from his state leaders. It's so typical. Again, you have many fine people in the Republican Party, many fine people. The problem is that they don't run the party. The people at the top of the party are world government traitors. Their first loyalty is not to the Republican Party. It's not to the United States. It is to world government. They are traitors. They will do everything they can. They have done everything they can to advance the cause of world government. This is where they are taking the country. This is why nothing changes when you have a Republican administration, except the style. They have a different way of doing it. It's less obtrusive. It's larded over, covered with a patina, a thick patina of Christianity, a phony Christianity. Always. So this is what you see happening here inside the Republican Party. It's the usual conflict. You've got people, of course, you've got the same people on both sides. Here's, along these lines, here's an interesting report from Cliff Kincaid. Cliff Kincaid, as you know, a fellow columnist at newswithviews.com, By the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me make mention of the fact that tomorrow my latest piece will appear at newswithviews.com. Simply go to the homepage tomorrow morning, newswithviews.com. At the top of the homepage, you will see a remarkably handsome man. And if you click on the picture of that unusually handsome man, you will be taken immediately to my new piece, which is about jury nullification. Jury nullification, and it discusses the awesome power that you have in jury nullification, the awesome power that you have to turn this country around, which, of course, the legal bozos who presently control the courts and the law in our country are trying to conceal. But this piece, I think, could be helpful because it could help explain how you can strike an overwhelming blow for the restoration of this country with no risk whatsoever. This is the beautiful aspect of this. So many of these things require a lot of preparation, a long battle, and there's risk associated with them. Here, there is no risk with jury nullification. Take a look at my piece tomorrow, newswithviews.com. And, of course, it will also be up at my own site, alanstang.com. Take a look at it. Let me know what you think. All right, now, I was mentioning Cliff Kincaid. The president, former president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, Timothy Geithner, now he's Secretary of the Treasury. He speaks Chinese, of course. He can be counted on, says, and he is an associate of Henry Kissinger's. This is where he comes from, Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, of course, is a Soviet agent. Regular listeners, regular readers know that. Geithner, of course, can be counted on, says Cliff Kincaid, to convince the Chinese communists to continue to buy U.S. debt. That is why Mr. Big Ears and his fellow Democrats are putting so much faith in him. Remember, Henry Kissinger was at the New York Stock Exchange not long ago. Perhaps you remember this. We discussed it. He was celebrating U.S. Communist-China relations on the floor of the exchange. He said that the mission of Mr., also known as, is to usher in a new world order in concert with Communist China. He did comment that Mr. Big Ears has appointed an extraordinarily able group of people in both the international and financial fields. He was talking about Geithner, among others, of course. Geithner used to work for Kissinger. Kissinger, of course, supposed to be a Republican, isn't he? Now, this is interesting. Timothy Geithner's father, who is he? Peter F. Geithner. Peter F. Geithner, father of little Timmy Geithner, present Secretary of the Treasury. Peter Geithner serves on the board with Kissinger, serves on the board of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations. That is the group that rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange celebrating Chinese investments in the U.S. economy. That is why Kissinger was there. That was the occasion, remember, when he was there and made these comments about the New World Order with communist-occupied China. He was there because the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations was celebrating the death grip partnership between communist-occupied China and the United States. And Geithner's father, Peter Geithner, serves on the board of the Committee on U.S.-China Relations with Henry Kissinger. And the connection doesn't stop there. It's so interesting. It turns out that Peter Geithner, Timothy Geithner's father, used to work for the Ford Foundation, in which capacity he oversaw the work of Mr. also known as of his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, who, remember, was in Indonesia developing what are called microfinance programs. Very curious, no? So here you have Stanley Ann Dunham. She's in Indonesia. She's working to develop finance programs in that country. She is financed, sponsored by the Ford Foundation, supervised by a man named Peter Geithner, the father of Timothy Geithner, who is presently the Secretary of the Treasury. Interesting connections. Let's take a break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Once again, Alan Stang.
Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen, and let's go out to California. Gary, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
You spoke on two subjects that are interesting. First of all, the first one was the jury nullification. We had that here in San Diego. We had a fellow out here that was standing near the courthouse, and he would hand out the pamphlets on jury nullification. The judge from his chambers ordered this guy off the sidewalk, saying that he couldn't do this, and when he refused, saying the judge has no jurisdiction out here, they sent the marshal down and was going to and brought him up to the courtroom and was going to place him in jail on contempt. And anybody that got one of these that was a juror, that was, you know, for a fully informed jury, was nullified from being a juror. In other words, they don't want you to know this information that's, that you were just now speaking to. That's number one. Number two, when you mentioned Dunham, Mr. Big Ear's mother, she was a full-blown communist, and so was her dad or his grandfather. They were both communists. It'd be interesting to know where his grandpa was in all this, because she was a communist. And so was, of course, the black fellow that was his dad was also a communist in Kenya. And, you know, nobody talks about that. She was a full-blown card-carrying communist. And then you just now gave news on what she did, you know, how she's tied up with all these people. They're all communist. But they use words like the National Republican guy, you know, they're liberals, or they got all these names. They don't come out and say, just like they really are, socialist or communist. They won't say that.
Remember, Gary, the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, told Congressional Committee investigator Norman Dodd that the purpose of the Ford Foundation, from the White House, the assignment from the White House of the Ford Foundation, was so to change the culture, so to change the economy of the United States that it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. I mean, those were the man's exact words. That is exactly what he told Norman Dodd. So you've got these multi-billion dollar entities like the Ford Foundation financing the work of actual communists. The Ford Foundation would, of course, just be one example. This has been going on for many decades. A couple of committees of Congress tried to investigate. The investigations were squelched by the Eisenhower White House. This is going back to the Eisenhower administration.
Eisenhower is a very interesting individual himself. You know,
Eisenhower, very interesting. He's the man who conducted Operation Keelhaul, of course, in which many men who fought in our uniform on our side against the Nazis after the war were forcibly returned to the Soviet Union for extermination. Hey, Gary, thanks for your call. Always an interesting call from Gary in California. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I think I do need to say a little something, maybe to prepare you for the article that I'm talking about that will appear tomorrow. It's called Jury Nullification, Your Awesome Power. Jury Nullification, Your Awesome Power is the title of it. And I think in the next hour, I'm going to, I think it would be helpful if I were to say something about it, the key to it, the kernel of it, to prepare you for reading it tomorrow, where it will appear at my site and at newswithviews.com. That's the signal that the first hour of the today's edition is over. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back on the other side with much more. Stay with me. With